1, 2, 3, 4.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
It's late in the 1970s. Sunday night, live across Australia. There he is, Meatloaf, who a couple of months earlier had come out of America like a bat out of hell. Molly even let him MC the show.
Hi, y'all, this is Meatloaf, and I want to welcome you to Countdown.
Well, it wasn't really an overnight, you know, when you ask people, well, how does it feel to be an overnight success? And they go, well, I wasn't an overnight success. It took me 15 years, you know. Well, basically, I'm an overnight success. I just laid a large foundation in a big crater for about 12 years. But it happened overnight, and it happened like that.
And then it took the words right out of my mouth.
Michael Lee Adai. The Meatloaf comes from Meatloaf Soul, the band he formed in mid-60s Los Angeles. They opened for The Who, Janis Joplin, The Grateful Dead. They were a big deal on a small scale, but the lead singer with the big, big voice, he was great on stage. But it took another 10 years to get the recording success. Bat Out of Hell was made by three incredible talents. Meatloaf, guitarist Todd Rundgren, and the bloke who wrote all the songs, Jim Steinman.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light was written by Jim Steinman, as everything else on the album was, and it that came about. I took Jimmy home in a rental car, and I let him out at his house, and I said, Jimmy, write a duet for the record. He says, what? I said, write a duet for the record. He goes, well, how about a guy and a girl in the backseat of a car? I said, sounds great, write it. About an hour and a half later, he'd come up with the first half and told me what the rest of it was.
Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. Walking by the lake and there was not another car inside. And I never had a girl looking any better than you did. And all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Typical Jim Steinman. Loud, long, an explosion of celebration of all things over the top. Jim, a giant of a songwriter, producer, sometimes a singer, who fused rock rebellion with Broadway drama. He helped Meatloaf sell 80 million records, and Jim put other performers on the world stage.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Bonnie Tyler had a huge hit with a Jim Steinman song. And then... Another Jim tune for Bonnie Tyler. Power chords, drama. Jim wrote rock operas like Wagner on speed. Meatloaf was Jim Steinman's biggest success, but he worked his magic with others. British rockers Sisters of Mercy hit with a Jim Steinman song.
No matter what they tell us, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach us, what we believe is true.
I can't believe I just played Boyzone, but that's a Jim tune too.
And I know the night is fading, and I know the time's gonna fly, and I'm never gonna tell you everything I gotta tell you, but I know I gotta give it a try. And I know the roads to riches, and I know the ways to fame. I know all the rules and then I know how to break them, and I always know the name of the game, but I don't know how to leave you, and I'll never let you fall.
And yes, that is Air Supply doing a Jim Steinman song. Jim Steinman died in April. He was 73. Grammy winner, Songwriters Hall of Fame, more than 100 million records sold with his name on the label. But Jim was rarely the front man.
Think of how we'd lay down together. We'd be listening to the radio so loud and so strong. Every golden nugget coming like a gift of the gods. Someone must have blessed us with.
Jim Steinman from his 1981 solo album. Rock music mythology loves the crazy producer trope, visionary, maverick, conjuring musical alchemy. Jim Steinman was one of those, like Phil Spector, but without the homicidal urges. Here he is, Jim Steinman in his element, at the piano, doing magic.
It's funny because it doesn't really sound like a Spector's thing, but I was thinking very basics. So one of the most basic things for rock and roll, which to me was more the Who, was... power chords. And that's in the Who from my generation, I Won't Get Fooled Again. I just love... not necessarily those particular ones, but that's the basic idea, power chords. And somehow that became, with an added melody in the right hand, sort of Spector-ish when you added a... That has a little bell-like feel. And Spector was great with chimes and bells. And I loved all that. Lots of percussion and bells and chimes. So I think I just put them together for the intro.
Mm-hmm.
tight out of my mouth.